Mustafa, thank you very much for joining me on this podcast, The Business Called Cricket. On this podcast, we go beyond the game. We try to get in personalities who are with the game, who work in the system of the sport and basically run the wheels of cricket. So thank you very much for joining me. I don't know how to introduce you, whether, you know, it's proper to introduce you as the CEO of JSW Sport or former Indian Davis Cupper, because the latter is a dearer designation to me. However, you are on this podcast as the CEO of JSW Group. Tell me, how is the transition like from a sports person to the corporate side of things?
First of all, thank you for having me on your podcast. Some aspects were really easy because you're connected with sport and that's what you know from as far back as you can remember. That part of it was really easy. But being a very small business in a very big corporate house was very different for me. There is just so much going on and there was a lot that I had to learn, especially in the initial years, on the non-sporting aspects of running a company and running a business, which was great for me. It's been a huge learning curve on a lot of aspects which I never had the exposure to kind of understand and learn. So that way, it's been great. But yes, certain times it's very challenging. As an athlete, you're kind of the center of everything and you decide, you play, you win, you lose, you are to blame.
Right. You are in control of everything. But the control goes to other people, right?
In most times, or you at least want to be in control of everything. But here you're reliant on a lot of other people and a very, very big machinery to get things done. So that was a real good lesson for me. I am usually a pretty patient guy, but I think I had to be a little bit more patient when you're working in a very big organization.
Mustafa, for the first time, perhaps you are trying a very new territory, being an agent. You've signed on Rishabh Pant last month, and it's a very new, I would say, facet to your business. How is that, you know, building up to the fact that he is being touted as one of the next big thing in Indian cricket?
Everything that we've done has been very organic and has been something that we have worked ourselves towards and had enough and more internal comfort and confidence to deliver before we have stepped into that space. If you dial back to 2012, we started off with a very small Olympic program where we were just supporting 25, 30 athletes preparing for the Rio Olympics. Success in that allowed us to push hard and, you know, build our training center. And that led to us also wanting to explore owning and managing of teams. Starting off in the I-League, then moving into Kabaddi, ISL, and then the IPL. So everything that we've done, we've kind of done after properly doing our homework, properly having enough of our back end in place. And this is no different for us. I think we are very confident of delivering. We have done enough and more. The team is very solid. We are out there in the business now 365 days a year, whether it is with the three teams that we own or the Olympic program, and now with managing Rishabh. So I think, yes, it is a different dimension to what we've got going at the moment. But at the same time, you know, the team has been at it for the last few years across the board. We were very comfortable to take this step forward.
Mustafa, now my listeners would definitely like to hear this from you. How close is your role to the one that we saw in the film Jerry Maguire, where an athlete tells his agent, show me the money?
I mean, I guess everyone kind of tries to relate to that movie because it was so iconic and that all those various scenes were extremely iconic. But right. Yeah, I mean, I guess at some stage it does circle around to that. But I think the way we are positioned is very different. You know, we work with them across so many different aspects that we've been working with Rishabh as part of Delhi Capitals for the last three seasons. He's very comfortable with us, and what we're doing now is an extension of that relationship. But yes, at the end of the day, it is about maximizing his brand and his potential and the commercial side of things for him. So it does circle around to the type of business we bring him and how we are focused on growing his personality and his brand. Because yes, like you rightly said at the top, we all know and believe that he is going to be one for the future.
It's an interesting thing that you said that you are also involved in growing his personality. We'll of course talk a little more about the commerce, but yeah. As an athlete, as a person who's played the sport at the highest level, how are you involved in Rishabh Pant's personality development? Because what I see your role as is not just as a manager, but also in some ways as a mentor.
Yeah, so I think that mentor piece kind of comes in because of the extent that I've, been an athlete and then transitioned onto this. So there's a little bit more faith and comfort when certain conversations are happening, because they're like, okay, this guy's not talking out of thin air. He might have experienced some of this stuff, or he's dealt with some of this stuff. So that little comfort kind of comes in when you're talking to these guys, because you have to remember, Rishabh's only 23 right now. So yes, that does come in. And as the relationship grows and as you get more and more confidence, you are part of the inner circle. And it's important to guide and in a manner that they see wholesome and a holistic growth to everything that they do. It's not just about just jumping on every deal that we get. It's not just about slamming his schedule and not getting any free time. It is about understanding his wish list, how he likes to work, what are his preferences, and making sure we deliver on that.
Mustafa, while you help him grow as a personality, as an athlete, and also as a brand, as you mentioned, there are areas that you discuss with him that he finds comfort in discussing with you because you have had the experience. Could you give us a sneak peek into any such conversation where you may have untangled a difficulty that he would have had in the course of, knowing him as a person, as an athlete?
No, I don't think I've untangled anything. It's more just him. Both of us, it's just conversations. I guess there's the comfort to talk about aspects which are not just related to business and endorsements and deals and stuff. It's about, maybe stuff that he's going through. Maybe it's just on the fitness side of things, on the nutrition side. It could be anything. He might want to be introduced to someone that we work with on an aspect. So I think it's more about that. I obviously don't get into the technical side because I'm not a cricket expert.
Right.
And I don't ever perceive myself to be. But wherever else there is experience and inputs to be given, I think we make sure that we do that.
I'm really keen to know, how much are you involved in shaping the ideology of a young athlete like Rishabh Pant?
Well, right now with Rishabh, it's still very early days, though we have interacted a lot during the IPL seasons, whether it was last year in the bubble or, the previous season as well. But when you talk about a lot of our other athletes, yes, there's an extensive amount of involvement across all aspects, whatever is possible and whatever is needed.
Now, since Rishabh is with you, he's a part of the JSW group, does that mean he also gets to train with athletes of other discipline during his free time, do some cross-training and learn a little bit of nitty-gritties from other sports people that could help him then, go back to cricket and employ certain things, certain aspects of those sports? Because one of the athletes that I know who's done this and got rewards because of this is Jonty Rhodes.
Yes, hasn't happened yet. We were trying to get them into the institute last year before the season, but travel restrictions were so difficult and, we were right in the middle of the pandemic, so eventually didn't materialize. I'm not sure when it will happen because, how packed the cricket schedule is now. But as and when there is the opportunity, we would love to have him over. Man, I'm sure he will enjoy it extensively to see some of the greats in different sports, Olympic athletes, how they train and what they go through. And he is very naturally gifted athlete himself. So I think from our perspective, it would be fun all in all. We've had some of the other cricketers go in there with who have had extra time and or doing rehab. But in this case, not yet.
Mustafa, since you have your eyes on other international athletes also, one of the things we see these days is that top athletes using their social media to not only build their brand, but also their brand identity. A lot of them use for causes, like we know how Naomi Osaka uses it, or, you know, several other athletes use it. Would you then, you know, see Rishabh as a brand who would be more than just an athlete? And can you, as an agent, do you have a role in doing that?
Yes, and I do see it, and it will slowly start happening. He has a few causes that he is very close to and he wants to help support and grow. Yes, we will start seeing that. He has spoken to me about it and he is keen on giving time and effort and resources to help a couple of these causes. And they all have a reason. They all have an emotional connect, and they are very organic. So yes, slowly we will. And to answer your question, we discuss all of this. It is definitely very important, and we believe that it is important that athletes and sports personalities do use their voice and their time to give back to the community and give back to their cities, their hometowns, whatever it is that they are passionate about.
But let me ask you this question. These days, more often than not, we see sports people use their social handles to promote products, particularly Indian sports people, rather than maybe expressing themselves. What do you think about that? Is that a good trend?
No, I mean, that is part of the business right now. You know, that brand promotions happen digitally. It happens the world over. It's not just an Indian phenomenon. From our perspective, I mean, it is how brands also look at it. So it's kind of the way how business is done now.
Mm-hmm. Now, Rishabh has had a phenomenal 1 month. He's now ICC's Player of the Month. Because of what he's done in Australia, at the back of it, scored a 91 against England in the first test. How does his, you know, brand value shoot north because of events like this? Or do they not reflect in the long term? Is there a short-term, long-term perspective?
No, it definitely impacts. You know, he is front and center, and he's continuing to have a good run. Had a good innings in the first Chennai test as well. Unfortunately, didn't go on to score 100. And, the second innings was very difficult for the entire squad. But I think from our perspective, yes, we are seeing a lot of interest. He is starting to re-establish himself in the test squad. And I'm pretty sure that will rub off into the other formats as well. And from our perspective, he's only going to keep growing, and that will be a direct, impact on deals we look to structure for him. You know, from a long-term perspective, consistency is the key. He has to be part of all three formats. He has to be consistent in all three formats, doing what he does, because he can change things around. I mean, if Joe Root can make a statement last night saying that we delayed our declaration because we don't know what Rishabh can do. That just speaks volumes of what weightage opposition teams put on his wicket. I think from our perspective, it's very exciting. But he knows what his responsibilities are and what is the direct correlation to this. So I think from as long as he keeps doing what he does, Rishabh Pant's brand will keep growing.
Mustafa, you mentioned about consistency. Now, in every sports person's career, there are ups and downs, and he may not be consistently performing across all three formats. But do the sponsors, do the people who back a brand, do they understand that sports has its ups and downs, or they would constantly be asking for performances from these athletes?
I mean, I think most people that are involved in sport and are using sport as a medium to from a marketing perspective do understand that. No one can keep performing every day. Historically, we have seen that, whether it was Sachin or Virat or Dhoni or any of the big names that have had tons and tons of endorsements over the years. But I think what attributes and what qualities the individual brings in is also very important. If there is a certain expectation of an individual in terms of how they carry themselves, what effort is being put in, what commitment is being shown, I think those are also very important factors for a brand. And if there is no compromise on that, then I don't think people will be that averse to a few bad performances.
What are those attributes of this young boy that made you open your doors for him?
He's a match winner. He's extremely explosive.
So you would have had several other match winners in the Delhi Capitals side, but just
no one has big as Rishabh Pant in terms of what he can do. Not at the age that he can do it. In the manner that he can do it. You're seeing this. People are commenting that Ben Stokes and Rishabh Pant are two of the most dangerous batsmen in world cricket. You're talking about Ben Stokes, who's such an established name, who has won the World Cup for England 2 years ago. So he's already being put into a very, very elite category. You know, we saw him, what he did in 2018 at the IPL. We've seen what he's done in 2019. Yes, 2020 season was a poor season for him from the standards that he has set. And he has accepted that and he has learned from that and he has bounced back. So I think from our perspective, just what he does, how he goes about doing it, and the type of personality that he is on and off the pitch, those are key factors for us to, you know, want to pursue this and really give him the front and center position in our portfolio.
Mustafa, is it correct to then say that when you pick an athlete or when you will go ahead picking athletes in the future as part of, you know, JSW and to give them a position in the JSW system, the one quality that you will definitely look for is for that person to have game-changing potential?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that is key. That is, I think what everyone is looking for, the X factor. Everyone is looking for something different. Rishabh has it, and we would like to believe that there are a few more that whoever we engage with in the future, that would be a criteria. They have to be standout performers. And I think at the end of the day, isn't that what brands are also looking for? They want to be associated with guys who are ready to step up when their back's against the wall.
Also, is there a particular, you know, attraction towards getting wicketkeeper batsmen on board? Because I remember back in 2005, NDTV took MS Dhoni on as one of his first sponsors. One of the things was that, you know, they looked for that thing about him, someone in Adam Gilchrist mold.
It's timely that he's kind of coming onto the scene when, you're seeing the end of MS Dhoni era. So there is definitely a factor in that. He should be establishing himself as the number one wicketkeeper batsman for the country. But, mm-hmm. I mean, that aside, there are other aspects, and it was not the only reason to want to sign on Rishabh Pant.
When we talk about Rishabh vis-a-vis, say, you know, other athletes who've come up of his generation, say, a Washington Sundar, Shubman Gill, and, you know, he is being touted as the next big thing. Of course, lots of good things are also being said about Shubman and Washington Sundar. Does it create pressure on him, or is it like, you know, he revels in that position of being called the next big thing?
I don't think he's too fazed by it. Knows what goes with the territory, and he's not bothered. I think he's doesn't give it too much importance, I would like to think. He's happy getting going on with his cricket and just going through his processes.
While that is important, maybe the other thing that's important for a young athlete like Rishabh Pant is to stay grounded despite all the fame that comes his way. Does someone like you have a role in that to keep him grounded? And every time, you know, heaps of praise, every time this adulation is around him, just to get him back to his priority that this is what all of the rest of it are coming for.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it has not happened yet. And I don't think it will happen too much because he's not that type of a kid. But yes, if there is a situation like that, it is my responsibility to voice my opinion, guide him back on track.
Is there a definite time for which Rishabh is with you and during the period that you have to generate the kind of business that have been promised to him?
No, there's no definite time. Yes, I mean, as per every contract has time frames. But I mean, from our perspective, and I think from his perspective, we would like to think that this is a very, very long standing relationship that we're getting into. And, you know, once we go through periods, we will continue to reassess on things.
And now that you've taken on Rishabh, is cricket going to be on your radar on a constant basis? Or having taken up Rishabh, a cricketer, as your first athlete, you are going to diversify into other sports as well?
I mean, yes, we may look at other cricketers and build out a portfolio there. But I mean, other athletes across other, you know, sports, there aren't too many that are of that level and that stature. So I think that might be a little bit of a longer process.
Well, thank you very, very much, Mustafa, for joining me on the broadcast. You really gave a lot of information, a lot of knowledge about how the business operates and how we will get to see Rishabh Pant, not only now, but in the future as well. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. See you.
Always hit this one, Miles.
You were listening to The Business Called Cricket, only on Red Podcast.